Wow. Welcome to Games Quest, my mission to talk about video games. My name is Matt Bauer, and you're listening to episode 10. Google Stadia has been announced at GDC. It is going to be a game streaming service, and if you have listened to this podcast before, you probably know that this is something I'm somewhat excited about. Or at least I think about it a lot, because I'm convinced that streaming is the future of gaming one way or another. But that doesn't mean that Google will have it easy. I see some problems on the horizon there. So stay tuned if you want to know more. First of all, a lot of what I'm going to talk about here is purely my speculation. But let's start with some facts first. By now, you've probably already heard a lot about Google's Stadia announcement. But let's just summarize everything again. So Google Stadia will be a streaming service, and this event was mostly about introducing itself to developers. The idea is that it plays across different devices, basically anything with a Chrome browser, but there is going to be some code sharing with the Chromium project, the open source project that the whole browser is based on. So there's actually no reason why this shouldn't come to other browsers as well at some point. The service itself is going to enable up to 4K and 60 frames per second streaming at 30 megabits per second. There's also talks about 8K at some point, but I don't know if that's of a big selling point right now anyway. Minimum requirement should be 15 megabits per second, but they recommend 25 for 1080p and 60 frames per second. They also presented their own hardware controller, which can be used with any device. For TV, you use it in combination with a Chromecast. What's technically interesting about it, that is, it uses Wi-Fi to communicate directly with Stadia, so it doesn't have to go via any other device, which of course helps to reduce latency. And there are some interesting features that just result from this being a streaming service. When it comes to multiplayer, I think Google has some interesting ideas. One of them is state sharing, so basically you just save your game wherever you are, and you can send somebody else a link, and that person can start from that point on. Stuff like this, and on their developer website, they've talked about things like, you know, you could even promote your game with some special state where you can find a certain item or whatever, and you just send out the link to the people. And they pick up the game at an exact point and can find something. What's also built in is lots of streaming capabilities. One thing is that you can basically, without any overhead on your side, because it's all done in the cloud, you can take the stream and put it somewhere else, even within another instance of the same game. Again, on the developer website, they show ideas like you have a conductor of some sort. He can direct other people from this sort of command view and have a very unique new multiplayer gaming experience that way. And of course, the whole streaming part also links in with YouTube, which is a big part of this announcement. And like, you already have information about games beneath Let's Plays and videos about certain game titles on YouTube right now, but the idea is that at some point you will just click on a link underneath a YouTube video and can start playing it right away. And if you want to stream a game to YouTube, you don't need any real extra equipment on your side. The whole game stream comes right on the server side in glorious 4K. We'll see how that works in combination with more complicated setups where you know, you want to have your own face in the video as well or something. They also announced engine support, Unity, Unreal, and other third-party stuff like the physics engine Havok from Microsoft will be supported. And technically, it is basically a Linux box in the Google data center that has dedicated AMD hardware, which supports over 10 teraflops, which they said is like more than PS4 Pro and Xbox One combined. It supports a Vulkan, a low-level graphics API. So although this is Linux, ideally any game or engine that can already run on Vulkan should be easy to port. Something that was also part of the content bit that they had. It Software's Marty Stratton was on stage to show a trailer for Doom Eternal. And basically he said that it was like 3 weeks to port it to Stadia. The other thing on content-wise is that Jade Raymond, formerly at Ubisoft and EA, is heading the new Stadia Games and Entertainment. It's basically Google's first-party studio, which will also help other developers bring their games to Stadia. So that's what we do know, but here's what we don't know about Stadia. What's the pricing gonna look like? And is there really any content on there? As I said in the beginning, this was an event for developers, so I guess that is fair, but I'm sure developers would have liked to see a bit more as well, especially about the pricing side. Google promised more info in the summer. They carefully avoided to not promise anything for E3, but that would be a good opportunity, of course, to use up Sony's empty space there. So let's dive into those topics and let the speculations begin. Let's start with content. Doom Eternal is the only like big AAA game we have heard of so far. Ubisoft is a partner, and we have already seen Assassin's Creed streaming on Chrome. There are some other smaller companies mentioned, but that's it so far. So Stadia Games and Entertainment, to me, still seems like it's spinning up right now. So any big games from there are still somewhere in the future. Also, we heard a bit more about the tech demo stuff, like a game built around state sharing. This all sounds interesting, but altogether they're still thin on content right now. So this is where I would see a big uphill battle for Google. That cool YouTube integration is just lame if you're all the coolest Let's Plays are for games that are kind of play right away. And it's also the area in which the big competitors, Microsoft and Sony, can already point to a large catalog. So maybe they want to compete on the pricing side. But Google hasn't said anything about price or even their business model, really. This doesn't stop people already talking about it and even criticizing it for it. I've heard everything now that it's going to be free and ad-supported, just Google-like tracking on everything, or paper game, some subscription, or maybe a combination thereof. To me, the most obvious way would be a subscription. It's what Microsoft does with Game Pass, and I always assume that is what they want to do with their streaming service, xCloud. But I guess Microsoft could just offer xCloud as a free service on top of your existing Xbox library. So Stadia, of course, would be convenient for whoever doesn't have a powerful PC or console. But why would I want to pay an extra monthly price for only a handful of games? So one interesting idea I was thinking about is that they could do it like Amazon does with Prime. It's one low price, but you get streaming music, movies and shows, and one day delivery. Hardly anybody uses all of those things, but of course it makes it look like a great deal. Stadia is supposed to have a big YouTube integration anyway. It could just be a YouTube premium feature and make that service more attractive as well. There's also another pricing option that I haven't really seen mentioned anywhere, and that is Stadia could just be sold as a service for developers. Basically as a new Google Cloud offering specifically for game developers. Yeah, I think in a gaming future that is all cloud and streaming based, this would be a compelling offer. I mean, just pay for computing power as many already do in some way or another, and have a way to work around the platforms and their cuts. No 30% on Steam or whoever. Publishers could do the transaction on their side. And then just link out to Stadia, which runs on any Chrome-based platform. I also think it would make sense to approach that in a tiered way. Like have something for smaller indie devs who could use Google's own payment options. And then Google takes a bigger cut from the game's selling price. And bigger publishers pay more upfront to do it all themselves. But the whole gaming infrastructure, the really difficult part of it, comes from Google and runs off of their data centers. I think that would be an interesting choice for Google, as, I mean, they wouldn't have to worry that much about creating content right away. Their in-house studio would really just produce tech demos and help other developers create their games on Stadia. I think that would be an interesting idea for Google to detach them a bit from the whole platform wars and have an additional service on their cloud offering front, where they are already competing with Microsoft and Amazon. Now, I also want to talk about the few points that people criticize. A central one is the issue of lag, and people don't see how they have a stable enough internet connection for this. I think the whole latency issue was why Google brought Marty Stratton and Doom on stage. I mean, this is a fast-paced first-person shooter, and id Software, a well-known and pretty much loved studio, trusts in Stadia that it can deliver for those kind of games. Ars Technica actually has a bit on how it took Google some time to convince id Software that Doom can actually run on Stadia. I think the whole bit sounds a bit like PR talk to convince other developers to trust Google as well. But I still like the rather honest approach. From what I can read out of the Games Press articles, it works just fine, and most players will hardly notice a difference. If Stadia will never be able to compete with some high-end PC and carefully designed low-latency setups, so what? I mean, why does it have to, even? I think there's a lucrative chunk of the market there for Google to take, and different models can exist side by side anyway. I think the same question can also be asked for the bandwidth problem, because this will not work outside of bigger cities with current bandwidths and data caps, especially in the US. But again, so what? It's not like it's the only option to play games. But is streaming the future of gaming? I think definitely. I mean, convenience and ease of use are major factors. And bandwidth will catch up eventually, just as it did for music and video streaming. For me, the more important questions are about ownership and the whole subscription nightmare, which becomes too much at one point. I mean, personally, I'd love to see subscriptions and traditional models side by side, so I'm subscribed to the platforms I play most on, but still have a chance to buy a game on another one if I really want to play it. But even then, I still expect that either one will be streamed at some point. Just like I have my whole bought movie collection on Amazon now, and I can stream and download it as I wish. I don't own a physical disc anymore. Also, game preservation is an issue, but in theory, it should be easier to just spin up any old image on a virtual machine in the cloud. But we'll see what happens there. I mean, this also goes hand in hand with the worry that Google might just discontinue Stadia sometime in the future. I mean, it's always going to be hard to address that point in a satisfactory way for somebody who's really skeptical there anyway. And all those concerns are somewhat moot now. I mean, only time will tell what Google actually does with this tech. I think it's exciting, and I think it will change the gaming landscape quite a bit. I'm sure that in a couple of years we will look back, be amazed at how we needed special hardware to run games. Just like we look at VCRs and DVD players now. I mean, there's still room for fans who buy Blu-rays for the extra fidelity or DVDs if you don't have good internet, but the majority of people just streams their movies and soon games. So that's all for this time. Please do subscribe to my podcast on your service of choice. GameQuest is available on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and most other apps. I would love to hear any comments or feedback on this episode, or just GameQuest in general. Just at me on Twitter. I'm @2314 on there. Or if you listen to this on the Anchor app, you can always leave me a voice message. Any other stuff I do, you can find on matt2314.com. So bye for now, and thank you so much for listening.